Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Making Moves with TK. I'm here with probably one of my favorite creators of all time. I'm the biggest stan, and I feel so cool because I found you like before my friend group did, and I was like putting you on. I was like, this girl is the shit. And I feel like I'm normally not the one, like Remy and Alicia will tell me like who to watch or things like that. So I am so honored to be in the presence of one of my favorite creators, Luna Motherforking Montana.
Oh my God, I'm honored. This is my first podcast ever.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Well, first thing in podcast rules is make sure you're close to the mic.
Oh, here we go.
My producer's like back there, like, she's like, tell her. No, I'm kidding.
I'm here.
Luna, I am like the biggest fan of you. I think you're one of the best YouTubers out there, like lifestyle girlies. And I'm not just saying that. I just think your videos are really captivating. Your good thumbnails, everything. Oh. But give us the like, you know, elevator pitch. Tell me, wow, like how you like got to where you are, where you're from, your age, things like that.
Yeah, 100%.
If no one knows who you are for some reason.
Well, hey, I'm Luna. I started YouTube when I was 13, but
I'm
20 now. I'm 20, but it was for fun. And at 13, like. But when I was a junior in high school, I just started making videos. Well, I've done ballet my whole life. So, done ballet my whole life. In junior year of high school, I just started making videos surrounding, like, what a ballerina eats in a day, what a ballerina does with her body hair. Just, like, the different girl talk subjects and a lot about body image.
Yeah. So, were you a YouTube, like, watcher?
Oh, completely. Okay, yeah. Like, okay. Oh my God.
And you're like, I could do this.
Oh, completely. Got like it. The Bethany Moda era, the Alicia, like all
well,
of them.
Well, the best YouTubers are like fangirls.
Oh, 100%.
Because like, they like learn from the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I remember for me when I was 13, like Amanda Steele and Maddie Bragg, they were just like,
icons.
I needed to cut my hair. I need to get the acrylics I had. Like it was crazy. But yeah, I started YouTube and then junior kind of just blew up for me and like, became
junior
my
year
purpose.
Of high school?
Of high school.
Okay.
Yeah. Of high school. So I was like, what am I, 17?
Yeah.
16?
Probably 16 or 17, depending if you're young or old for your grade.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got signed to management and it just kind of like became my thing. And I had planned to like do ballet my whole life, but YouTube just took off for me and I became my purpose. And I loved making videos, talking to girls and making them feel
so
more comfortable.
Cool.
And that's my elevator pitch.
That's wild. Okay, so where are you from?
I'm from Calabasas, so LA.
No way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you lived in New York, though.
I did.
So okay, explain.
I lived here all my life, Calabasas.
Born and raised. Are your parents from here? Your parents are not from America, right?
My mom is from Denmark and my dad's from Germany.
Oh my God.
I know.
Iconic. How'd they meet? Yeah.
They met in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Like work thing or just?
Yeah, I think like he was. He's a journalist, and then she's a fashion designer. They met at a sushi bar.
Sick.
I know.
See, my parents, I always ask that because my parents have a wild story. They met at a blackjack table in the Bahamas.
No way.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Every time I'm like traveling now, I'm like, blackjack table?
Oh, now I know.
I know, right?
That's where to find.
So they met in New York.
Yeah.
And they had moved to America by then.
Yeah, I think they were both living in New York at the time. They met, got married. They had my sister and brother in New York, and then they moved and then had me here. But they divorced when I was 13, and me and my mom moved to New York so I could go to a ballet school there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
My God. Okay, so many questions. Was that, obviously now you're like, you seem like you're killing it and, you know, living life and whatever, but how pivotal, like, when you were 13, was the divorce for you?
Oh my God.
Like, are you comfortable with talking about
it? 100%. Okay. Yeah, I talk a lot about it, but it was definitely the biggest thing I've ever gone through in my life, like for sure.
In what way?
Like, well, I was 13, and at the time, like, my mom and dad, they just lost love for each other. I never thought I'd be like a kid of divorce.
Did you know, like, were you like, my parents should get a divorce? Because my parents recently got divorced, and I was like blindsided. I was like, what? I had no idea. They never fought.
No, I
so
really
it was confusing.
Didn't. Yeah. And it's weird because my whole life, my mom is very much about like creating the dream life and making sure it looks perfect to everybody.
Yeah, like
you know?
The Joneses.
Yeah, yeah, completely. And like,
white picket
when
fence.
When it happened, I was just like, there's no way this is happening to me. Like, I always see divorce. I was like, never my parents.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I was like, this will never happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing hard will ever happen to me.
I know. No, you never think so. And then, I mean, like, they just clearly weren't in love. And, like, they worked together, which, I mean, never do.
Really?
Like, they had a business together, and they just always fought. And, like, really, truly, when I think about my mom and dad, like, they're not compatible at all. Like,
really?
Yeah, they really aren't. I mean, very creative people and like made very creative kids, but I don't know. Yeah, it happened, and I was 13, and then I just like my dad was going through his little midlife crisis, and I lost touch with him, and like it was just like the biggest part, and probably like a lot of my trauma now.
Yeah,
from that.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. But I think what's so cool about you, even just like alluding to it or talking about it or bringing it up, is like so many people can relate, like way more than that can't.
Yeah.
Which
sure.
is crazy. And it helps. I don't know about for you, but for me, it kind of helps to be able to like be like, yeah, my parents got divorced. And it helps me being like, okay, that's
yeah.
okay.
No,
that
1,000%.
Yeah.
And like they're better off now. Like you don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be like in it. And if they're not.
Exactly.
Love, they're human.
It's weird when you figure out that your parents are humans, not superheroes.
That's like the biggest
but
part.
You learned that really young.
I did.
I like just figured that out.
Well, that's good.
What? The fourth?
Yeah. No, it is really crazy.
Yeah. What did that teach you now about like going into relationships? Like, is it hard for you to date? Because I find it really challenging.
Oh my God. It's the most impossible thing for me. I just like, I mean, I talked to my therapist a lot about it, but like at the time, in a way, my dad like abandoned me, and because of that, and like, and now we're closer, and like, he was going through something, I know, but because of that, like, moment of being young and not wanted by like a male figure, and not having that like I don't know. It's just like a human nature. Like, yeah. You want validation and you want, like, to be wanted by your own father. And, like, now in men, like, I completely, it's like the whole daddy issue thing. It is really relevant.
Really?
Just, like, I go for men that make me feel not wanted because that's, like, what home that's feels normal. Like. Yeah.
That's wild.
I know.
It's so bad. Weird. So did you, like, recognize, you're so young, like, did you recognize that on therapy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was very, like, all of high school, I didn't even, like, kiss boys. I wasn't interested. I thought it was asexual, like, actually. Uh-huh. And then I turned 18 and I was like, no, maybe not. But
yeah,
now in life, I'm trying to figure it out still and, like, work through it in therapy. I'm like, oh, God, it's so hard. Uh-huh. So hard.
But therapy is, like, you know, bread and butter. It's like the best thing for 100%, you, right?
100%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like I jumped into therapy when my parents got divorced and I was in it for a while. And then, like, when COVID hit, I was like, I'll be fine. And now I'm like, I need it.
No, I know. You always think, no, like, genuinely, even if you're the most, like, sane person, everyone needs therapy. Like, just talk to someone.
It's crazy when they'll be like, oh, yeah, that happened because when you're a child, this happened and that freaked you out.
Yeah. And it makes sense in your mind. Like, you need that. You need the reasoning.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
What is something, like, growing up with your parents' divorce and seeing their relationship and stuff, what is something that you know, are very aware of going into relationships now? You're like, for instance, with my parents, I feel like they lacked a lot of communication, like, open communication. Like, when something was wrong, they'd kind of shove it under the rug because they're like, we're the Joneses.
Right.
We don't do that. Right, we don't have problems. We don't fight. And I feel like fighting is so normal, but I didn't know that it was normal.
Right.
So now that's something I, like, you know, recognize. Even in all relationships, I try and bring up when something's wrong, like, do the hard conversations because hard conversations are good.
Yeah.
Is there anything for you that you feel like you've tried to apply or you're aware of now with dating?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely communication was definitely their main issue. But again, like, my mom and my dad, in a way, just, like, wanted this dream life for us, which as a kid is, like, amazing. It's like, okay, Christmas was insane. My mom was, like, decorating and left, like, hoof prints and carrots all like,
oh, my gosh, adorable. I can't wait to do that one day.
Oh, I'm so excited. But, like, up until I was 13, it was the dream life. Like, I had my siblings and my perfect house and my parents were together and, like, there was nothing wrong. And then all of a sudden it was, like, boom.
Shit
and
hit the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish, in a way, like, it would have been more real or, like, we would have had more, I don't know, just, like, family talks and, like, we never went on vacations together. Like, it was never, it's weird. Like, we're such a close family and I love, like, I love them so much and I have a crazy relationship, but we never had, like, that family, like, all of us together, like.
Got it.
American family vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, are you talking pre-divorce?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like, we never went on family vacations. It was always just, like, I don't know. Like, they just chose to spend their money differently. I really don't know.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
But you would have probably done it differently?
I think so. Just, like, I don't know. I mean, we did always have to sit down for family dinners, though. That was, like, the one thing, which I'm grateful for. But, like, I think if we had more of, like, a community family vibe.
Yeah. It's better. Do you think you're so close with your siblings, especially after the divorce, family trauma and stuff, like, you and your siblings got,
oh my,
like,
God.
Because that's how my brother and I were. We were, like, tight, but then when parents got divorced, which, like, my parents are still very civil, which very thankful for that, but, like, my brother and I, like, are best forking friends.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
No, 100%. Like,
it's weird. Like, it's like you're the only person that actually understands.
It is crazy. Like, to have that bond, like, I
never thought
I
would be like that. Like, as close with my brother as I am.
That's, like, so beautiful, though.
I know.
Like, what it brings out of everything, you know? And, like, yeah, definitely with them. And especially because my sister's 27, my brother's 25, and I'm 20. So they were always so much older than me, and they left at the same time from the house. Mm-hmm. So when it all went down, they were just like, oh, my God, this is so unfair to her. Like, they were kind of parent.
Oh, so you were, oh, shit. So you were, like, in the midst of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Poor thing.
And, like, they didn't deal with it at all because they had that dream life, like, until they were to college, and it was, like,
going to college
perfect.
And stuff.
And
which,
I didn't.
By the way, we need to chat about how the fork your brother went to IU.
Yeah. I know. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my. Did you?
My brother told me.
Really?
Yeah. So I have to tell you, I'm totally interrupting our convo.
No.
But, like, this
go
is not a podcast. This is my tangent.
It.
So I'm from Bloomington. Okay. Indiana, where IU is.
Right.
Such a small world, right?
It's insane.
Crazy. So I'm from Bloomington. My brother comes out here this summer to, like, intern and, you know, figure out if he's in college. So he's like, do I want to move to LA? Do I want to be a sports agent? Like, that's his dream job. So he's, like, coming out here, putting feelers out, seeing what the lay of the land is like. And this is when I discover Luna, and I'm like obsessed. When I find like someone, I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna blow up. You know when you like, you're like a manager and you like find your talent that's about to blow up. That's what I felt like. I was like, how does no one know about her? Like, how have I never heard of her? Because you had so many followers. So I was like, how have I not like heard this name before? Yeah. And like my job is literally to know like who's freaking popping on YouTube. So I was like, I feel like an idiot. How did I not know? So then I would like, my brother and I binged your videos because he was with me all the time. And specifically the brother swap thing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. And we watched it and I was like, oh, this is cute. Whatever. Right. And then he's like, wait, who is this? And I was like, because by the way, my whole life, we've had season tickets, like literally really good seats at IEO's basketball games.
No way.
So my brother goes, who is that? And I'm like, oh, it's Luna's brother. And he's like, what's his name? I'm like, I don't know. Like, whatever. He's like, is that Max? Whatever your last name is.
Hutzel.
Yeah. He's like, that's Max whatever. And I was like, what? And I was like, I think he like might play basketball, whatever. He's like, no, he played for IU. I was like, no, he didn't. I was like, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And he's like, no, I remember him. He played for IU. Like, we literally used to talk about him like when he played.
Yeah.
Like, you've literally seen him play at IU. And he's like texting my dad. He's like, didn't Max whatever? And because my parents are the biggest like IU basketball. Like, yeah. People, IU basketball, people are psycho.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, long story short, we discover that. And then we're like, oh, my God, Luna. Like, this is great. So
crazy.
Yeah. How did that happen? Did he get recruited to go to IU?
Yeah. So he's done basketball his whole life. Like, he was born, you know, to do it.
Same with
like,
my brother. So really, I'm sure we just relate on so much.
So many things.
Sporty girls. Oh, yeah.
That's us. Not really, honestly. Like, it's so funny because also in European culture, like, when my mom and dad came for, like, my brother's first basketball game ever when he was little, like, he scored on the wrong goal, and they were like, yeah! Like, they just don't understand, like, American, like, anything at all. But, like, now I'm into basketball, obviously. Uh-huh. Like, out of all the sports, I, like, okay, I know basketball, but...
Yeah, it's kind of the easiest to figure out, too.
It is. It's really entertaining and, like, fast-paced, too. Mm-hmm. But he went to something called Wilbraham and Monson. It's, like, a prep school in... Massachusetts, I think.
So did he go for basketball?
Yes.
Okay, that's like a thing.
Oh, it is. Like, he left early from high school where we grew up and went there. And
so my brother, my parents held my brother back a year in school because they were like, for basketball.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like a thing.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then he got recruited to Indiana there from that prep school.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Who was the coach? Tom Crean?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Wild. Crazy. One day when I meet him, we'll talk about basketball.
Oh my God, 100%.
That's crazy.
You should, yeah. Like, and then he left after a year, but.
Yeah, did he not like it? Wasn't his vibe?
I think that he, like, wasn't being played the way he wanted to, and, like, Indiana totally wasn't his place.
Yeah.
But he went to San Diego, and it was fine. But
good for him.
Indiana's, like, intense basketball.
It's like
they treat them like royalty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. But, like.
No, the fact, though, that my brother knew, like they're, like, it's the celebrity.
Oh, 100%. Celebrity, so, yeah. It's insane.
And they, like, with girls, with lines, food, everything, like, they're
of India
on pedestal.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I am, like, a fucking nobody when I go home. And, like, IU players are, like, royalty.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
It's wild.
I never actually went, though, to Indiana.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Well, one day.
I know. We gotta take a trip.
Yeah. Okay. So you got really tight with your siblings.
Yes.
Are you closer to one more than the other?
Oh, no. I'm really, really, like, I have a different relationship with both of them. Uh-huh. Like, my sister is, like, almost like a mother figure in a way to me. Just, like, I love her so much. And then with my brother, it's just, like, we understand each other, like, crazy. It's just really weird. Like, I love my siblings.
What advice would you give to someone that's maybe, like, you know, average relationship with their sibling or they're not very close? Like, what do you feel like are some tips that you and your siblings took to, like, get closer or activities that you did together, anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's weird. Like, I do have friends that are, like, not close with their siblings at all, and it's so sad to me. I'm like, that's the one person that's there forever that understands you more than anyone, mm-hmm. you know?
And you're literally related. Like, you have the same blood.
Oh, no, it's insane. And, like,
it's weird.
I think I got really lucky, too, just, like, also, again, European culture, like, with your family, it's very close. There's no distance at all. It's like, oh my God, I'm gonna hug you. Like, me and my brother are always on, like, that siblings are dating thing because people are like, they think it's weird that we're so close. But, like, no, it's not like that, obviously, at all. But, like, I just love them so much. And my sister would always take me on sister dates. And, like, They just like always wanted to protect me and like never competitive, just no competition whatsoever with them. Like, I don't know. I just think it's so important.
What's your favorite thing to do with each sibling?
Oh my God. I went to a concert last night with my sister and it was like so special. Anything with her. Cause she's all about
cozy. So talented.
Oh, she's the most creative like person I've ever met.
Oh my God.
And so stable. And like, I could call her right now and rant for like 5 hours and she would just be there to give me advice.
Angel.
Like, yeah. No, she's insane. And she's always creating a cozy vibe for me, like cooking and whatever. So that with her. And then me and my brother always have fun. We just like laugh.
Yeah.
We just have so much fun.
So he's the one you kind of goof around with. She's more like motherly, takes care of you. I love that.
I love him so much.
Super cute. Okay. Let's take a quick break and then we're going to go into some juicy polls. Woo. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. Okay, guys, we're going to do a quick round of some juicy polls for Luna. I tried to, like, make these kind of, you know, hard for you.
Oh, I'm
scared. We'll see. We're going to start off with a basic one, but I'm sure it's challenging for you.
Oh,
L.A. or New York?
Oh, L.A. L.A.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I thought you were going to say New York.
I know.
Wait, why?
It's hard. L.A. for living, like, I just feel like it's so cool that you can get the beach and the city, and if you want the snow or, like, anything, you can get every vibe. New York, I love visiting, but I can't live there because I need nature and the ocean and like.
Oh yeah, you are such a nature girly. Yeah. It's kind of same. I need I need to breathe.
Me too. Uh-huh. Me too. I can't have constant commotion.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being.
No,
table.
You're so good. Okay. Do you think that a guy should auto pay for the first date every time? Like, if a guy asks to take you on a date.
No.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
I think they should.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, why?
Well, I'm from the Midwest, and, like, I just feel like that's how I grew up. And fortunately, like, I'm – it's – the thing is like, I can go to Sugarfish and buy my own dinner. So, like, the point of a date is you're going to buy
true.
It.
True. Like, I think it's whoever invites out who.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, I thought, like, I have a friend that, like, invited, he's like, she was like, I'm taking you to dinner, like, blah, like,
and okay, then
she
was like, fair.
And then she's going to pay, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
But then he's obviously not going to let her pay for it, or, like, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to act like I yeah. offer. I'm going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And in reality, we spent so much money getting ready for the date. So
the
you can
freaking
pay for it.
Uber.
Oh, I yeah. know.
My products, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. What would your sister say, though? Is it whoever asks?
I don't know. I mean, it's different because she dates girls, but I don't know what she would say.
Because I always wonder that, like, with same-sex relationships.
True. I should ask her that.
Yeah. Is it the one... I would assume it'd be the one that asks.
Yeah. That's what
like,
I think.
To go on
That's
a date,
what I think.
Right?
Yeah.
So you'd probably do the same for...
I think so, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm not asking.
I mean, I've never straight up, like, been, like, want to go on a date.
Oh, no,
like,
never.
Okay, that's terrifying.
Never.
No.
No.
Anyway. Okay. This one, I was like, I don't know if this will be a good comparison. It's Oatly, right? Or Oatly?
Oatly.
Oatly. Okay. Ashley calls it Oatly, I think.
Whatever it is, it's Oatly.
Yeah.
I don't know what poll this is.
Or... Tesla.
Oh my God. Oh no.
I know. Yeah.
Those are the, I was not expecting you to say that.
So Luna has an epic Tesla. It's so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. It's the love of my life.
Do you
life.
Love it?
Yeah, it's the love of my
Obsessed.
Life.
Obsessed.
For sure.
Worth the money?
Yes.
Okay.
It's definitely worth the money. It's an investment in my happiness, but God. I don't know. I mean, I guess... Oh my God, I might go with Oatly.
Really?
Because I feel like, you know, once they're like other car brands come out with an electric
yeah.
car, I'm like, I wouldn't stick to Tesla.
Yeah.
But I'm never giving up Oatly.
Dead. Did you see there's a, it reminded me of you. There's this like similar to a Range Rover brand. I forget the name of it, but it's coming out and it's electric. But it
really?
Like, yeah, it has the vibe of a Range Rover.
Oh, what?
And it's electric. It's coming out. It's kind of like Tesla. I think you have to be on a waiting list.
Okay.
If I find a...
Oh my God, send it to me.
Yeah.
I want to see
I was
it.
Like, you would like it. It's
yeah.
it's like all the talk right now, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, so
but
hard.
But when I was looking car shopping, because my dream car was a Range Rover,
right.
I was like, wait, should I get a Tesla? But I still went with the Range because
yeah.
I'm like, I wanted to check it off
I know.
The bucket list.
That's my dream car too. Just like a mom, like, big Range Rover Sport.
Yeah, but it's the gas.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I can't.
And I hate that it's not electric.
And, like, I heard they have a lot of issues.
They do. Well, I hear that, too. I personally, knock on wood, haven't dealt with any,
okay.
but I fucking love my car.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm like, it was worth everybody.
I want to see it.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
We'll come on in. We'll go for a drive. Okay, I think I'm going to choose... Oh, this is tough, but I'm going to do Oatly, too.
Okay.
I'm like I love an oat milk moment.
Right.
I also am an almond milk girly.
Really?
Yeah. Are you not?
Homemade almond milk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Okay. YouTube or TikTok?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Definitely YouTube.
Same.
Yeah.
Why? You want to elaborate?
I just feel like YouTube, like you can, I don't know. It's more of an experience. It's not so like quick paced and
mm-hmm.
it's like more meaningful.
You know what's funny too is like I feel like the followers like, one subscriber on YouTube in my head is like the value of 20 followers on TikTok. Just because like on TikTok, when I follow people, it feels so meaningless because I look at my For You page.
Exactly.
And I'm just liking funny content. Like what means more to me are the actual TikToks I like versus who I follow because that's what I reference.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And I don't know like their name.
Oh, not at all. Yeah,
you
that's
know?
What I'm saying. Like. I think TikTok's cool because, again, you can, like, anyone really can become or, like, be
mm-hmm.
known, but YouTube, I feel like, is so much more meaningful. And like,
who are some of your favorite YouTubers?
Oh, my God.
Like, who do you watch? Who's your comfort? Who's your guilty pleasure?
Emma Chamberlain, of course.
Yeah, queen.
Like, genuinely love her. I love Devin Lee Carlson's vlogs.
Oh, my God, obsessed.
Obsessed with her. You know who I've been watching recently? They're so funny, and I'm watching all their old videos I never watched, but you know Andrew Lowe and... Chris
yes.
Chris Clemens.
Their old videos hit.
So
the Coachella
yes.
with the penis.
Yes, yes, yes. And like their prank call and like they did like a sauce, like dipping sauce, like rating. I just love it.
I love it. Chris Clemens.
Oh my God,
I
they're
mean,
so funny.
Yeah.
Them
that's
recently.
So funny.
Isn't
okay,
that random?
Who's your guilty pleasure? You're like a little bit embarrassed that you watch them
YouTuber.
All the time. Yeah. Is there
oh,
anyone?
Oh no, I don't know. I really, maybe just like stupid, like.
Yeah, just stupid,
stupid
whatever
things
is on
that
your
I shouldn't be watching.
Got it. I've been loving too. I was on a roll with Devin's sister, Sydney. Mm-hmm. I loved hers, but I'm like, where's the moving vlog, Sid? Keep them up. She moved and she did like one vlog. And Alicia and I are like, okay, like, what we want is either us.
Sydney, come
yeah,
on.
Come on, Sid. But Devin is the shit. Mm-hmm. She could be huge
no,
on YouTube.
She's literally and so sweet. So sweet.
Oh my God, the nicest
too,
person like, I've probably ever met
yeah,
in my entire life.
Unreal.
Yeah. She doesn't have to be. I'm
no.
Like, be mean to me.
Not at all.
I'd still love.
No, genuinely.
Okay. Skater boy or athlete?
Skater boy.
Yeah. Oh, that is mind-boggling.
You too?
No, I'm an athlete girl.
I'm not.
Wait, why? Skater
it's
boy.
So weird. Like
you like the artsy, huh?
I do. I like it's strange.
It makes sense though.
Sometimes
you grew up.
I'll see like athletic men on TikTok and I'm just like, ugh, I get like the ick immediately.
Really?
And I'm genuinely like, oh, maybe like I like girls. Like I look at that, I'm like, huh, I don't know. But then I'm thinking about like a Timothy Chalamet or like anyone.
Really?
I'm like, oh no, I like yeah.
See, I like macho, like can hold
no.
me. Like I need them to know more about sports
really?
Than I do because I know a lot about sports.
Oh, okay.
Or like if they take longer than me to get ready, I'm like red flag.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I want them to not.
I
really
guess
care.
I wouldn't like that.
Like I kind of want to be the person that like decorates the house and they're like, yeah, that looks great.
Oh,
like I don't
oh, yeah.
really care about their opinion.
Right. I know
in
that too.
In that regard,
I want that too. But yeah. Oh God, I need someone that's like super. Well, I don't really honestly care. I don't know. But like
you
they just need
like
to be passionate.
Creative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super passionate about what they do.
Let's cut to a break really quick and we'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back with another juicy question for Luna. What are you on the Enneagram? Are you a 4?
I don't know. I did it before. I think I was a
3.
I don't know. What does that mean?
So I'm a 3.
Okay.
3 is the achiever, and a lot of YouTubers
yes,
and creators are the achievers
that's
because
the
they like to be the best.
Yep.
And if we're not, it like puts us into an
yes.
anxious ball.
Yes.
And we worry about what others think about us. Mm-hmm. Like when we walk in a room, we're thinking like, what is everyone thinking? And we can kind of be a chameleon like to different people. Like, so with you, I could like really, you know, be your vibe. But if I was talking to like a rich old white dude agent, I could totally like.
That's me. That's
yeah.
me completely.
It's weird.
Yeah. I'm a 3.
I'm a 3 for sure.
I'm a
but
three.
I think you're a 3-wing 4.
Whoa.
Which I know. This is like, this is so forking LA. I hate this about me. A 4 is the romantic, like creative.
Okay.
I don't know the exact term for it, but it's like you appreciate the arts. You're very like emotional.
I think that's me.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God.
Only a wing though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, to me, I'm like, I could never date a 4.
Really?
Yeah, that's too much creative
too much.
Emotion for
What's
me.
Your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn. We're sister signs.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we're polar opposites, but I'm most compatible with Cancers.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, explain. What does that mean?
Because
I'm not as much of an astrology girly.
Okay. So Cancers are like, I mean, yeah, super emotional, whatever, mm-hmm. but like they have everything. Like they, you lack what I have and I lack what you have.
So we could date.
Yeah. My ex was a Cancer.
Really?
My best friend's a Cancer. My dad's
That's
a
funny.
Cancer.
A lot of people that I have had crushes on, like guys, they're Capricorns.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
And
telling you.
Ashley, Nicole XO, she is a Cap and we're like really tight.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I know. Now you know.
So whatever I lack, you have.
Yes.
So what are some of those things? I'm very emotional. You're not?
I'm very emotional, but I think just like the sensitivity and I don't know. It is kind of weird. Like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Capricorns are very like, but I feel like you, it's also a lot about your rising and your moon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God, I just completely blanked.
No, it's okay. Wait, what's your rising and moon?
I'm a rising Leo and my moon's in Libra. So moon is emotions. Libra is like pretty emotional. It's like
okay,
my mom and sister.
I think I might be wrong because, like, I don't know the exact time I was born. So I just kind of, like, guessed.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm pretty sure my rising and my moon are Sag.
Oh, interesting.
Like, but everyone thinks I'm a Leo. They're like,
yeah,
you're for sure a Leo.
I was just
going
to say that to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Leos are very outgoing. Like, I feel like I'm definitely a rising Leo. Oh, mm-hmm. I am a rising Leo because, like, when I come into a room, I can, again, morph into
yes.
anything and have conversation with anyone and be comfortable.
And you kind of, like, are fierce.
Completely,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Okay, interesting. Love that for us. Yeah. I think that you would totally date a 4.
Okay.
On the Enneagram. Whoa. You should take the test.
I should. I think I did it before, but I don't think.
It's a lot more like, I feel like science, or like the science behind personality. It's more that, more so than like, you give off this vibe.
Okay.
You know?
I like that.
Which is cool.
I want to do that.
And it's a lot of corporate companies use it to know how to approach, you know, big decisions or certain conversations with certain people in the workforce. They're like, okay, this person's a 3. They won't want much fluff. We don't need to, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. They'll like, it's just a really good way to like navigate working with others.
I'm going to get into it because I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So one of my favorite videos of yours is your like, unfortunately, you're like on the floor, you're crying, but it was so real. Ugh. And I was like, so obsessed. Yeah. I mean, anytime anyone does that type of video, it pops off because it's just like, it doesn't get more real than that. It's what people want. But I just want you to elaborate, like, where were you at that point? Why did you feel comfortable putting it on the internet? And what did you learn from it?
Yeah. I was a senior in high school. It was my last Nutcracker performance. Uh-huh. And I had been struggling, like, for a while. I mean, I know, like, if you watch my videos, you'll know, like, I've always struggled with my body image just because ballet and, like, the industry and what they tell you and, like, what you think about yourself, it's just, like, very common.
What's something, like, give us an example. Because I feel like middle of America doesn't understand.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, obviously, you know the ballet stereotype. Like, if you look up a ballerina, they have to be very thin. They don't have to be, but, like, stereotypically.
They are.
Thin, so, like, the man can lift you and, like, it's even like your bone structure. If you don't have the foot arch of like you're literally born with it or not, like you can't become a dancer if you don't have like that foot arch.
Really?
That would like get you on point.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's okay. Really weird. Or like you want like a long neck, or like you don't like, when I was growing up, I didn't want any waist or hips. Like you want to be like a box.
Really?
No butt, no boobs, nothing. Like it's crazy. And it's not like, again, it's not even stuff that you can necessarily change, like a foot arch, like it's your bone structure, like bow legs that I always had. Like you just, I don't know, you pick yourself apart and you're staring at yourself in a mirror like all day. So yeah, for the video, it was just like I had watched I had someone film me that day of my dress rehearsal, and I was watching it back that night, and I was like, I hated everything I saw. I thought I looked so like big. I couldn't do the moves right. Mm-hmm. There was like another cast of a girl that was doing it, and she was like so much better than me and could do it. And I was just like picking yourself apart, crying. And my mom was gone at the time, and I was like living alone. And
wait, how old were you?
I was a senior in high school.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Living by yourself in New York?
No, I was in LA at the time. Okay. Yeah. But
still, like, what the hell?
Oh, I know. It was crazy. She was working in Indonesia at the time, but
casual.
So casual. But I've always been independent. It's not an issue for me to be alone. Like, I love that. But in this moment, I was like crying on the floor, and then I called my sister, and like, it's so hard because everyone has watched me go through these breakdowns and stuff, and they just don't really know what to say. Mm-hmm. You know, like, but she was like, you know what you're gonna do, like, you're just gonna pick up your camera right now and like vlog
it.
Yeah. I was like, oh
my God, I love her.
I know.
She's she's so wise.
Yeah, she is.
I need to meet her.
No, you do. She's so creative, and like, she just knew in that moment. She's like, that's what you need to do, and it's going to help so many people, and like,
and
just to have you. Completely.
Because it's like, I don't think people realize that like, we don't film to be like, I look so good right now.
No.
Like, I want to film like how I, that's like the most horrible part about it.
Yeah.
The best part is that it's therapeutic. It's like, I'm talking to my friend.
Completely.
That isn't gonna tell. It's like talking to a therapist, the camera.
Yeah.
Sometimes for
no,
us.
No, it is. It is. And like, it's like a diary too, like a journal diary.
Totally.
Like, you're just.
It's like, yeah, journaling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's, wow. That was that. And then I uploaded it and got like a good response, and I just like.
And it blew up, right?
Oh, yeah, it did. Like, and it was crazy. I like went to dance the next day, and everyone was just like, oh my God. Like, it was really wild. But.
Wait, what do you mean? What? Everyone
just, like,
was
they,
like.
They watched it and they're like, oh my God, like, how could you ever think like that? Like, you look so beautiful and you're so perfect.
Really?
And blah. And I was just like, oh God. But I think like just the comments of like girls feeling the same way, or.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anyone just feeling the way that I did just made me feel so like normal because I felt so weird, you know?
I'm sure now, even, like, you'll have moments. There's times where I, like, I'm just not feeling it, and mm-hmm. then I'll pick myself apart, or, like, I won't upload the video or whatever the case is. What do you do now when you're in that, like, really low point and you're, like, picking yourself apart and, you know, doing all the worst things? How do you get yourself out of that funk?
Oh, man. It's so hard. Like, sometimes I'll be like, okay, well, I need to post something today and blah, but, like, I'm not confident or not feeling good.
It's so weird.
Our job's
so weird.
It is so weird. But I'll just, I don't know. A lot of the times I'll, like, give myself a break. I'm like, okay, well, I have a long, I can do this any other day. When on a day I feel a little better, I'm going to take care of myself today. I'm not going to, like, go on social media. I'm not going to do this right now.
So you think
now.
A break is really yeah. necessary.
Like, I let myself, like, okay, you know what, today, in, like, my brain is always, like, work, work, work. And yeah. if you're laying in bed watching TV, like, no, you're, like, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I think just, like, letting myself and doing things that are good for me and, like, okay, I'm going to go to the beach right now and journal or, like, just
oh,
really,
love
like,
that.
Feel it. Feel
well, yeah,
it.
I was going to say, what does your break entail? Like, what's a Luna break look like?
Break?
Yeah.
I would say anything to do with grocery shopping, cooking, watching, like, a good movie or a good show.
Not being on your phone.
Not being on my phone. Yeah. Definitely the beach. It's my, like, place.
Happy place.
Love the beach. Or I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to book a massage. Like, I just yeah. do things that will make me feel good.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Your YouTube channel is, like, super real. Like, obviously, that video is, like, a reflection of, you know, you and your YouTube channel. What do you feel like are qualities that, because I'm dead ass, like, I'm a picky person about yeah. who I like to watch on YouTube. And you are a beast. I think you're, Luna, I think you're
oh my
really,
God.
I don't understand why you're not, like, way bigger.
Oh, thank you.
Which you will be.
Oh, thank you.
But I just want to know, like, what do you feel like are qualities that make a great YouTuber? You can be as technical as you want or as, like, hypothetical as
right.
you want.
I think, I mean, first of all, you have to look about the reason that you're starting it. Like, if you're starting it because you want to get PR packages and you want to, like, be famous yeah. and you want to be a part of the LA scene and, you know,
which
be wanted.
Which the PR is great.
Oh, I mean, the PR is great. But, like, yeah. you need to go into it for the right reasons. Like, even at 13, I'd moved to New York at the time. I had no friends. My family was getting divorced. I was like, you know what? This is my little outlet. I'm going to make these little beauty videos and edit because I was
therapy.
So excited.
Therapy.
Yeah.
For us.
And it was genuine. I wasn't like, I'm going to get famous because of this. Like, I'm going to do
yeah.
this to get famous. And, like, uploading that video, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to film this so that, you know, everyone can write an article about how sad I am crying mm-hmm. on the floor. Like, it's not like that. I was like, okay, genuinely, I want to do this. And every video after that was like, okay, well, hopefully one girl out there will feel like a little bit better about themselves mm-hmm. or you have to have a purpose. Like,
yeah.
you always have to have a purpose.
Well, the thing is, being a YouTuber is so forking hard that successful YouTubers wouldn't do, like, they would not be successful if they were doing it for the PR
oh.
or doing it for the wrong reasons.
No.
Like, it is so brutal and mm-hmm. hard, like, being a YouTuber, like, the whole process, you're doing, like, 80 million people's jobs
mm-hmm.
that, like, big YouTubers are not there to be famous.
Oh, no.
Like, just
no, no,
trust.
No, 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 no. Like,
trust
definitely
that.
Not. And also, yeah, I think another tip, too, is, like, to find your niche, you know? Like, if you, for me, it was ballet at the time, and, like, that was my purpose.
Yeah.
And I wasn't just making videos about anything to, like, I know I had
yeah.
this one focus and, like, one group of people that I was speaking to. Obviously, like, don't, you should branch out, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, like, grow with your audience, but I don't know. Yeah, just finding a purpose, I think.
A purpose,
overall.
A niche. What about more technical? Like, do you really think people should focus on the editing or thumbnails
mm.
or, you know, lighting? Like, what is something you're like, this always has to be?
Ooh, let me think. I'm not, like, crazy about thumbnails. I think, obviously, you want to think about what people are going to click on.
That's
also
so interesting to me because I feel like you are really good at thumbnails.
Really?
Yeah.
I try to put as much in there that be like, okay, what would captivate someone?
That's why,
but
to me, you're being so real. That's why, to me, you're a lot bigger than the people that get stuck in plateau at, like, 100K.
Really?
That's why you're bigger.
You think the
is
thumbnails.
Your thumbnails.
Oh, interesting. Oh, my God.
More
I'm
than
honored.
Anything.
I just, like, have some random,
it's
like,
your thumbnails
website.
And your titles. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think. I mean, I'm no yeah. expert, but
no, and it also, it's really important to look at the YouTube algorithm. With my management, they were like, okay, every time you put ballet, ballerina, or anything in the title, like, it goes onto an algorithm that, like, you just have to be smart about it. Like, be smart about it. Know your niche. Know
okay,
your,
so
like,
what do you mean, be smart about it?
I don't know. I guess just, like, for me, yeah, like, okay, I know my ballet content does good, so I'm going to show what I eat in a day, but I'm going to say what a ballerina eats in a day. Like, yes. Just like make it a certain thing, because ballerina, okay, now that's a whole other audience that it opens up to.
Find your niche and then use that to your advantage.
100%.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah. Okay. That's really interesting. Yeah. I was just talking about how on a podcast, how James Charles does such a good job of, like, even though I'm not that interested in makeup, mm-hmm. he does such a good job of, like, coming up with YouTube ideas that, like, I still want to watch the video. Even though I don't give a crap about the makeup 100%. Aspect, I'm still interested in the video concept.
I totally agree. He's yeah. really good at concepts, uh-huh. truly, yeah.
Do you, because you do a lot of concept videos. You don't really vlog as much as I would like you to.
I know.
Why do you do that? Is that just, like, what you like to do?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm a very structured person too. Like uh-huh. I love structure. I don't like knowing that something is not going to turn out the way I want it to.
Okay.
So I love structure within my videos uh-huh. and like just having a concept is so much fun to me.
Yeah.
Other than vlogs, because I don't know, vlogs sometimes I'm just like, I have anxiety the whole time. I'm like, okay, we have to do something interesting now. Like
really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I like one of my favorite videos of yours. This is so stupid. Is the I'm like such a fangirl.
I love
the
it.
The one where you, it was like typical LA girl vlog. That it was like something like that.
What was I doing?
And it was like a summer day in LA. And you like went to Alfred and
oh my god, why am I blinking?
I think you hung out with a friend, you went and took photos.
Oh, okay, or, okay.
I don't know, something like that. And I just because like I sort of do all those things too, so it's so fun watching someone else right. almost kind of like romanticize it, like
yeah
you, even like with Tinx's content, it's like okay, I do the exact same thing, but I'm like, oh, I have to go get my smoothie instead of being like, oh my god, Erwan, and like blah, yeah blah. And like I don't know, I just feel like
no,
I was
I
like
feel that.
It was fun watching you like kind of romanticize LA.
Yeah, it like reinvents it for
yeah.
you. Yeah. I know, I should do more vlogs.
Yeah,
I really
you should.
I know,
like I would love to watch you go to the grocery store.
I will.
Yeah.
So,
or
oh
like
God,
gas
like,
up your. Or like if you don't gas up your car. Fork.
Shit.
I'm yeah.
allowed to curse.
Or do. Oh yeah. Yeah. Of course. Or like other things. I don't know. Just random LA. Like you do so many cool things.
Oh, thank you.
Even if you don't have to like be weird and film at the event, just be like, oh my God, I can't believe I saw like Timothy Chalamet.
I know.
There. Like that
I
was forking crazy. Like
I should do more stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm inspired. Getting ideas.
Now I have a selfish question.
Ooh.
What's a video idea that you think I should do?
Ooh.
Or you're like, I don't know. My biggest fear, I guess, is like doing that like 100K plateau or
right.
like 250K
right.
plateau or whatever. So I'm just, I guess, what do you think can make me not do that?
Yeah. I think overall, like your video concepts about like being like Alicia's mm-hmm. like there's like a day in the life of someone that like you have a job where
so like
a lot of people
into that
would
more?
Love to do that, you know, like
okay.
and to see
that's
like
so
what
funny.
You do in a day, like what like how okay. it works, because I feel like there's a lot of girls out there that would be like would love to have
yeah.
your job. I think hone into that. Also, hey, maybe you should like try ballet with me. I'll
ballet.
Teach you ballet.
I know Luna Montana teaches me ballet.
I will
day.
Do that any day.
That would
any
be
day.
Iconic.
That's
oh my
what
gosh. I love that. I want to know, what are you doing to make moves right now, like in your career? Do you have any big goals that you want to accomplish or you're working on?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Oh my God. This question is so hard, but I have been struggling a lot with that. I just feel like, okay, you become an influencer or a content creator and you make it, but like, you're not going to be relevant forever, and you know that, and there's such an anxiety around that, mm-hmm. you know? But I think for me, like, I started off with the ballet content, and then I kind of quit, mm-hmm. And I'm kind of coming back to it now. I'm in the Nutcracker this year again.
What?
Yeah, you have
Wait,
to come.
Wait, where? Oh, my God, I would love.
It is at the Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks, December, I think, 17th. The 18th or
18th oh my gosh,
or 19th.
I would vlog this,
oh,
baby.
No. 1,000% you're coming. It's not even funny. But
oh my gosh.
I'm doing the Coffee Princess.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can't wait. I'll have the flowers afterwards.
Oh,
it'll
you
be
better.
Lit. I can't
I know.
Wait.
I'll do a little meet and greet. But I'm doing that, and I'm really excited to like dive into that and make videos about like my experience and going back into it. And like those
really?
Nutcracker vlogs were always my favorite to film and people watch.
Oh my
god, like, love those. So
Nutcracker content.
Yeah, I think diving more into my ballet, because it's like at the end of the day, I think I despised it because I was known for it in a way.
Oh,
like
I get that.
And I hated that it was like, oh, my management is like, okay, well, like you got it the ballet. Like, I mean, they never pushed me, but like
yeah.
I know in the back of my head it does the best, mm-hmm. but like I also was trained my whole life in it, and like, I love it. It's like who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think diving into that is going to be exciting for me.
Like re-falling in love with it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like showing people that you can do it with no pressure.
You should title one of your videos like, I hate ballet.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, I'm trying to fall in love with it.
I know. Like a mental break, planning my mental.
Yeah. Not us so planning your mental breakdown. No. That's YouTube for you.
Yeah, thank you. Like, yeah. 3 years later, still on the floor crying.
Dead.
No.
So, okay,
yeah.
So falling in love with that.
Yeah.
What about, like, I'm talking, is there a dream brand you would like to work with? A dream collab?
Yeah,
Or, like, you know, company you want to start? Anything big picture?
I really want to do dancewear for sure. I think that'd be so cute. Like, little leg warmers.
Oh, my God,
skirts.
Adorable.
Yeah, I think that's, like, what I'm working on right now.
So not anything out there like that.
No, there isn't. And it makes sense, too, like, for me to do, like, a trendy fashion times ballet.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, clothing, but, like, a little wrap top.
Oh,
that, like,
I would still rock leg warmers.
Oh my God.
I'm not a dancer.
Great. Let's do it. I feel like that's my main focus right now, just starting some type of line of something. Also, randomly, like, and this has nothing to do with, like, my career, but, like, I want to just, like, make money and flip houses.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
That threw me for a loop.
I know.
Okay.
Move to Nashville, like, buy some random houses and flip
wait,
them.
Would you move to Nashville?
I don't know.
I could kind of see it.
Right? Like, on a ranch.
I would move to Nashville.
Let's go.
Yes. Cowgirl
We're
boots.
We're finding
fork, yeah.
Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Finding.
No more athletes.
You're finding, though, like a skater boy cowboy.
I don't think that's out there, but if you are out there.
Wait. Okay. Well, you bought a house.
No, I rent. I'm renting.
Oh, you rent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What attracts you to real estate?
I don't know. Honestly, I've always been interested in, like, little things like that. Like, you know that show?
Like, Flipping or
why
whatever?
Why am I blanking? It's, like, the main show on...
The Flipping one.
Yes.
The House Flipper.
Yes, but it's the two people.
I don't know the name
okay,
of
anyway,
it.
Okay, anyway. It's Joanna Gaines and something.
Okay.
Whatever.
The traditional version
yes.
of Mr. Kate.
Yes, yes. What is
yeah.
it? Oh, my God. Okay, whatever. That show,
the
I
House
literally...
Flipping one.
It's my favorite show and I don't even know the name, but I love that show. Just
really?
Like seeing people buy houses in like the middle of nowhere and then flip them and like pick out the fixtures and the table and like decorate.
You like that.
I love it.
Ugh, interesting.
I know. I want to
okay.
do that. Okay.
Okay. Is the ballet stuff in the works? The dance?
I'm trying. I'm trying to find like a manufacturer. It's hard because it's so specific.
Oh, it's
like you can't find a blank for a blank is like, okay, if I'm going to make merch, there's already a hoodie
like
out there.
Like, there's not
it's
a
print
Gildan
on it. Oh,
dance
absolutely not.
Skirt.
No, and, like, leotards are so hard to make. So I think it'd be really cool to, like, collab with Capizio or Block or, like, those typical dance brands.
Oh, that would be cool.
Also, I don't know if, like, no one stole my idea, but
yeah.
Me and my manager were talking about it, like, for a while now. Like, I think it'd be so cute to do a ballet subscription box and, like, collab with a different dancer every month that designs a leotard. Like,
wait, that
don't
would
steal
be
my idea.
Sickening.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And dance, it's crazy how much dance has, like, I feel like finally gotten the recognition it deserves just through TikTok.
TikTok. I know. It's so true. And like, it's amazing.
Does it like sort of boil your blood?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Just, I mean, no.
Because you
I
like,
mean,
we've been here.
Yeah. Either way, I think just getting any recognition is great, but it is kind of annoying.
Would you ever want a backup dance for, like, you know, Britney or someone huge?
Oh, my God. I mean, that'd be so fun. It's not my style of
not
dancing,
style,
though. I wish. I cannot do hip-hop or,
are
like,
there any musicians, though, that you could do, like, backup dancing for?
Maybe not backup dancing. I've been doing a lot of music videos, though. Like, dancing in music videos. I've been
Sick
loving
me.
That.
Obsessed with
yeah.
your sister's new video.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
She's so cool.
Just love her.
What's it called again?
It's called Somebody I Once.
Somebody I Forked once.
Yeah, forked. Right.
It's good.
Thank you.
The
yeah, she's
like,
good.
I was like, this is like, they used red cameras.
Oh, 100%. My sister went to film school at NYU, so she's very,
oh,
that's
okay.
like her main thing. She makes music to like make music videos.
Oh,
yeah.
It all
she's
makes sense.
She's very
now.
Talented gal.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you skipped college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do
I did.
You think that was a good decision for you?
I think it was right at the time. Like, part of me wants to go and take some classes just to, you know, be a part of something that's not so, can be superficial and, like, mm-hmm. meet other people that aren't in my industry. I think would be really, I would do it to meet people, like, and just learn for myself. I'm not going to get a degree. I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, but I think
just to
it'll
expand
be smart.
Your mind.
And I always loved school, too. Like,
uh-huh.
I love taking notes. I love learning. I love, like, I don't know. I think it was right for me at the time just because I couldn't handle all of it. and I'm not like a college girl. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need that college experience. I got that independent like life so young of learning how to take care of myself that like that's a big part of college, I think.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's so weird that something as simple as that is like what college is for. Because like, yes, I use like a lot of the practical tips I learned in like classes, right. but like the amount I learned outside of class was like
huge. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. For
what
sure.
made me into the person
for
I am.
For sure.
Okay, Luna. Well, it has been like such an honor to have you on.
Oh my God. I'm so honored to be here.
You are the best. And
thank you.
Where can everyone follow you? Pimp yourself out.
Oh my gosh. Luna Montana on everything. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Luna Montana.
Yeah, definitely check her out. And be sure to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at TK's Juicy Polls. And then also rate and review and subscribe to this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Definitely drop a review and go guess Luna up in her DMs.
No, go guess Taylor up.
Anyway, thanks so much for watching. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.